You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time now, 2:07 PM. Here on, today's the 31st. By the way, this is my daughter's birthday. So happy birthday to my daughter, Caitlin. Knowing how old you are, girlfriend, makes me feel old. But nonetheless, we love you. So happy birthday there. I tell you, so stepping aside from all of that, it seems like most of what I'm dealing with right now or seeing or resourcing the show on are all things that if you get down to it, they relate back to leadership, actual leadership. Now, keep in mind, back in August of last year, we all watched in disbelief as the Biden administration pulled the most ham-handed foreign and military policy debacle right out of thin air with that ridiculously badly executed withdrawal from Afghanistan. It was demoralizing, maddening, disappointing, and yet it was also enlightening as it showed us in vivid technicolor and in real time that the adults were definitely not back in the room. And now these 7 months later, I've been watching the scenes unfold in D.C. and in Ukraine, and it was pitiful. Not the people, not the service members, the leadership. Absolutely pitiful. I mean, it's not too much to ask for a leader, any leader, to get their hands dirty, to be up front, to answer the freaking mail, if you know what I mean. In my studio office, the one that I'm usually broadcasting from, that I call the most studious of studios, on the shelf is an award that I received as a young infantry officer at Fort Benning, Georgia, many moons ago. It's a bronze statuette of that giant bronze statue called Iron Mike, a statue that still stands to this very day in front of the Infantry Museum. It's a classic image of a soldier charging forward, bayonet fixed on his rifle, looking back over his shoulder, and with one arm raised in the air, he's yelling, "Follow me!" Follow me is the motto of the infantry. Two simple words, three syllables. It sets the tone for everything that leadership under fire is supposed to be. When sagas are written and movies are filmed and books inspire, the heroes are never the ones who shrank back or refused to take responsibility, or who wrung their hands endlessly over the possibility of provoking someone, or tried to crawfish their own words and try to tell you that what you heard them say before is not really what they meant. The heroes of leadership are the ones who lead from the front. It's always been that way. I was reminded of this again in an article in CEO Magazine that was literally titled, "Are You Leading from the Front?" The author was recalling Henry V, one of Shakespeare's most well-known plays. It centers around the time before and after the famous Battle of Agincourt in 1415. In the storyline that Shakespeare wrote, the English troops were vastly outnumbered by the French soldiers, and so victory looked rather uncertain. And the night before the battle, the king wandered around the English camp in disguise, spending time talking to soldiers, comforting them, trying to understand how they were feeling. And the next morning, Henry led his troops into battle and to ultimate victory. His leadership was not at the back of the line, but at the front, participating in the battle. Now, I know and fully admit that a political leader is not going to be at the forefront of a true battlefield in today's world, but they should at least try to identify or speak to the moment or accept responsibility. The Biden administration will be quick to point out he made a recent trip to Poland to meet with NATO leaders and represented a leadership moment in some way, that he met with members of the 82nd Airborne, that he hugged refugees within 60 miles of the border of Ukraine. And yet, what did we come away with? What moments of leadership stood out? At what point did any of us heave a sigh of relief as we realized that all was well? We really did have a commander-in-chief. I'd be remiss if I did not also point out that sometimes leadership is hard. Sometimes it's downright painful. But sometimes it is also needed, and leadership is a gift in many ways. And sometimes it is painfully obvious when someone is trying desperately to operate outside their gifts, if you know what I mean. And listen, leadership that inspires sometimes has to consider the optics. Optics. I don't mean an Instagram photo. I don't mean some special pizza-eating photo op in a mess hall that's well-orchestrated. I'm talking about showing the world that all is well and that leadership is working the issue in a clear, cogent, and meaningful way. General Patton knew what it meant for his troops and the enemy to see him coming. Unlike many generals, he had a special command car, had sirens and loud horns and fully emblazoned front and rear with bright red and white signs that denoted his rank as a general officer. He wanted his troops to know that he was where they were, and he wanted the enemy to know it too. As Europe stands on the brink of a more expansive war, we need to see the commander-in-chief spend the weekend at the White House, not back in his home in Delaware for the 46th time. Look it up. I looked up the numbers. 46 times. The world needs to see a leader who says what he means and means what he says without the aid of a teleprompter, without the necessity of an ever-present walk back of his comments that were either ill-advised or unintended. The world needs to hear a leader who doesn't whisper creepily into the microphone, who's going to look steely-eyed and simply say, "Mr. Putin, end this war." The world needs to see a leader who isn't tiptoeing around with sanctions that were intended to deter, and now they aren't, that tackle the oligarchs. But what the world really needs to see is a soul-crushing amount of sanctions that puts all of Russia on notice that the free world will not tolerate this ignominy. And a plan for the fully executed implementation of a modern-day Berlin airlift into key portions of Ukraine, and the allowance of the transfer of heavy weapons and air power assets so Ukrainians can truly put a stake in Russia's heart. Listen, I know that neither President Joe Biden nor Vice President Kamala Harris has ever held a proper job in their entire lives. They've never run a business, they've never truly led an organization, and they certainly never put on a uniform and went to a war zone. But they asked for this job. In fact, they begged you for it. And like it or not, they're it. The president accepted the role. He immediately began issuing executive orders, issuing and advancing social policies, and appealing to his more liberal base. He made changes to the Afghanistan withdrawal plan in spite of what his generals told him. And then he laid low at Camp David while Kabul went to hell in a handbasket. And Vice President Harris, will bless her heart, she's so over her head right now. And truthfully, she was not so much elected as she was selected. Listen, I mean, it's easy to give military examples, but civilians understand leadership as well. Look at the way Rudy Giuliani became America's mayor at 9/11. Look at the way George Bush stopped playing golf after 9/11 because he refused to allow the troops to see their commander-in-chief taking time off. Truett Cathy, who was the founder of Chick-fil-A, was told he would never have a business become profitable if he closed on Sundays. He did it anyway. Winston Churchill, I mean, what more can be said? I remember when my own father was the finance director for the state of Alabama. When he got the job, he visited every single office. One lady cried because she said that she had never had a visit from the boss. Leadership must inspire. It must get out and about. It must be as much in the front as possible. It's not about the image of a leader as much as it is about the minds of those that he or she leads, and the enemy which watches closely and makes his decisions based on the same things. Leadership needs to come from the front. Leading from behind, that's just another way of saying following. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, it's been something to watch these last few days. And, you know, regardless of how you feel about the war in Ukraine, and I get it, there's mixed bags on should we not, should we help, should we not. I'm not at all saying put our troops in Ukrainian territory. But what I am saying is this, there's bound to be a better way than what we're doing right now. Because right now we're doing just a bunch of diddly. And every time we turn around, our so-called leaders are saying one thing, doing another, crawfishing their words, contradicting each other, stepping all over each other, waffling themselves. I mean, the bottom line is we are lacking for leadership, because it's obvious to me that the Biden administration is filled with people who have never had to lead a thing in their life, and that Joe Biden himself has always had the luxury of rhetoric without responsibility. All right, folks. Boy, that's a rant. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.